Today is Thursday, March 6th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Dress Day. It's also National Slam the Scam Day. It's National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. That doesn't sound too bad. National Frozen Food Day and National Oreo Cookie Day. I have a 3D printed Oreo cookie here that it looks just like an Oreo. So much like an Oreo. If you didn't know it was 3D printed, you might try to eat it. It also feels plastic, but. Oh my God, I'm tired. I just took a nap for like half an hour because Mark went to, I couldn't stand it. So, I mean, here's the deal. I have been so busy. Duh. I have been so busy and so many meetings at work and everything, and it makes me really tired. And so, you know, we did have a fairly relaxing weekend, so that was good. But when I hit the ground running at work, I'm just like, work, 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 work. And I don't know, the older I get, if it's just because I'm old now. But man, I am so tired at the end of the day. After, it doesn't matter how many meetings, but if I had just one or two meetings and had a pretty relaxing day, I think I'd be okay. But if I have 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 meetings, I'm really tired. I don't think I play well in groups. I was thinking about it earlier today. I think one of the reasons I don't, and who loves meetings? There's got to be somebody out there. People who really want FaceTime. People who really want FaceTime must love meetings. But anyway, so like, oh, in advance. My boss told me earlier today, well, Adam, you know, if you want to think about your career and growing your career and everything, you need to attend these strategy meetings. And I was thinking, I don't want to grow my career in this. I mean, I want to stay until I find something else or until I figure out what's going to make me happier. But I don't, I'm not looking to get to the next level at this point. If I can stay at this level and get so good at it that I can just do it in my sleep and not have to worry and get paid what I get, that would be fine. If I could automate most of the busy work that I have to do and figure out how to reduce the number of meetings, but I don't want to advance. I'm not looking to shake the right hand and kiss the right baby or whatever. I'm just not looking for that. Anyway, let's look and see if we have any contact here. We may not, but let's look. You never know. And we haven't had any this week, so one of these days we make it. Well, look at that. We do. Leo says, because my last text was a lot like call your ChatGPT professor might have seemed confusing since you said, huh, you were talking about possibly naming your, call your ChatGPT professor. I see. Random question. Do you watch The White Lotus? That's all. I do. I do watch The White Lotus, I think. Leo, let me tell you. I think that guy, I mean, I am such a, what's it called? A rice queen. But basically, I think the Asian guy who who massaged chick is so hot. Well, he is. He has a really hot body. I mean, his face, look, it's not a butter face for sure, But it's definitely like, it's not, you wouldn't go, oh my God, you know, he's so hot, but whatever. But his body was so hot. And I was thinking, yeah, I would do it. I would do him for sure. So yeah, we watch it, and I'm, you know, it's, I don't, they haven't really gotten to any, I was trying to remember like former White Lotus episodes or whatever. Do they have, you know, like a mystery? I can't remember what the thing is of White Lotus. Is it like a mystery that gets solved by the end? I can't even remember. I'm so old and like decrepit. Not really, but my brain. I look so young, but my brain, folks. Youngish. My family has genes that make them have baby faces. It's just, but I'm not saying I'm the youngest looking person in the world. Leo, thank you so much for the text message. I was trying to think of something else to say about it. I'm enjoying it. And I thought that guy was hot. I think there's a strange like sexual thing between the brothers. Or like the younger brother is attracted to the older brother. I don't know. There's something going on there. Like when they showed them both in bed and the older brother was naked and the younger brother was something there, some brother fantasy going on. We're going to continue watching it. Maybe I'll report on we like it. So what, do you like it, Leo? I assume you're watching it as well. Do you have any hot takes on the new season? I don't know. I mean, I know it's going to, right? It seems like it's going to revolve around the black massage therapist lady. She is wise. She is like, hey, that old man over there, he's the guy who was married to the rich lady who got murdered, and I think he may have something to do with it. So they may be bringing that mystery into this season. I mean, he's certainly there. He's certainly in the season for sure. So we'll see how that goes. All right, let's look and see if we have any phone calls, because we're clearing out the... We're clearing out the... Nope, we don't have any phone calls, so that's all right. All right, well, I'm so close. I know I told you guys, oh, if you're listening to this episode, it will be automated. But, and I got... So my N8N automated flow works, except it posts, it listens, it posts, it codes. It listens to a folder, and when a file is uploaded in that folder, it analyzes the name of the file, pulls some information and metadata from the file, and then it posts to WordPress. But I use a plugin for WordPress for the podcast. And so I put the actual audio file, the link to the audio file in the post, and that's what gets included in the RSS feed. And there was, because it's a third-party plugin for WordPress, it doesn't necessarily follow exactly the WordPress naming convention and like where things are stored and all of that bullshit. So it wasn't, even though I was passing an audio file and the post was getting created, there was a post getting created, but it wasn't attaching an audio file to it. So at like midnight last night, I had to just give up and post it by hand. I'm so sorry. It did, the post itself, I know you guys were just waiting with bated breath. The post happened, but I had to go in and add the audio file myself, because it wasn't there. So I'm hoping today I figure that out. I did some more. I had ChatGPT do some more. Well, I went and looked, and I just Googled. Good old Google. And I said, hey, Google, by the way, is there any API, any problems basically posting to the WordPress API and getting these, I don't know what I said, but something about the audio files and Blueberry. And I found a really old post on the Blueberry website about a guy who was trying to do a similar thing as me back in 12 years ago or 13 years ago, something like that. And so I just took the whole text from that and put it in ChatGPT. I said, hey, does this help at all? And she's like, yes, so helpful. But I was at work, so I haven't had a chance to try to do what she suggested that I do. So I'm going to try that tonight and see if it works. So maybe this episode that you're listening to has been posted with the new automation. I don't know. I came up with a brilliant business idea that I cannot remember if I shared here, but I shared it on Throwing Down. And now I'm wondering if I shouldn't have shared it because it's going to be stolen by people. But I tried to get ChatGPT to do a thorough research and put together a business plan for me. I was like, I'm really going to test this AI. And I know this is the kind of thing that they're supposed to be good at, right? And it's got this deep research now and everything. So I just go over like, hey, would you do research and do whatever? For 2 days, she's like, yes, I will go away and do a PDF. I'll come back and be like, hey, are you still working on that? Yep, still working on it. Something has to be wrong. I either did it wrong and she thinks she can do that, but she can't. But I finally asked, I'm like, anything yet? And she's like, still working on it. And I'm like, what about now? And then she just was like, here. And she gave me the crappiest business plan. It was horrible. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.